95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Do you know how there's these weird things that most radio shows have, especially in L.A., like a producer for those things? We got to get one of those so they can call Dave at home and bother him until he talks to us about what drives us, that new
documentary. You call him and bother him at home every day.
Yeah. Well, that's why the producer does it. We don't want to bother him.
You know, we don't have that.
No, I know, okay. Exactly. Which so we'll I like low grade.
So we'll have the phone screener call.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have
we don't have okay. phone screener.
Damn it. Whatever, man. Hey, what did you call today?
Today is Friday Eve.
Yes! I think that's the most beautiful thing you have ever said in your life. That made me so happy.
That's rough. On the show today, two men injected their penises to make them bigger. With hemorrhoid cream. Yes.
Oh. Do you remember Booger Man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had the surgery to, and it didn't quite go well. Yeah, to make it larger. By the way, it seems like a dangerous thing to play with, as it were, if you will.
And Jimmy Kimmel and I and Bean were making fun of him.
Oh, no.
He actually started joking, Jimmy.
Is that why Jimmy has those permanent scars on his neck?
And once I said, remember when he was fake choking you? He goes, oh, no, he was joking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I believe that. I totally.
That's not ideal.
No.
A majority of singles prefer Belfies, which is a butt selfie, over a selfie.
A Belfie. What about a teefy? I prefer that. Bring it around up top.
I don't.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Goofy. I can't imagine that that more than 50% would want a picture of your butt.
Not my butt.
Rather than your face. Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Kevin? Come to think of it.
Maybe you can tell a lot. You hate watch TV shows? Do you hate watch TV shows?
I don't. I don't have any patience for that. Do you?
I don't have the patience for it either, but I do it.
I scream at a lot of the shows that I watch.
Same.
Shut up! That's so stupid! Where's that fast forward? I can't stand it!
Well, that's why... hate watching.
Yeah, but okay, I guess so. Yeah, I guess I do that.
One of the Bachelors came out as gay.
Mm.
Which seems like maybe that was a bad choice for a bachelor on a show. Where you're
the
supposed
whole
to,
show, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Supposed to end in marriage.
Different marriage then. So different tact. They should have rolled with it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
yeah. They should do a gay bachelor. Is what
yes,
they should do. But
clearly,
I don't know.
Whatever, man.
And your identity was stolen on today's show.
Oh man, I know a lot of people. That's happened.
That's always great fun.
Yeah.
That's coming up, and our 1 second of nonstop
rock
this hour before 4 o'clock for $500 on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. You know how alcohol makes everything better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean it makes it better. I mean it makes it sound like the best idea that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's way too true.
Two drunk friends were left with swollen penises after injecting each other.
Oh, dudes.
With hemorrhoid cream.
No.
Where did they get that idea? They're in their 30s, by the way.
Oh, come on.
They're French and in their 30s. And they were inspired.
Oh, oui, oui. Oh, well, I'll pop in the, have a baguette and make our oui, oui much bigger. That's the worst French accent ever. I apologize.
Not great. As long as you just keep doing that.
Yep. Hell yeah.
So they're in their 30s. Where do you think they found the idea?
Interweb.
YouTube.
Series of tubes.
Tutorial.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. See, and this is what's going on in the world. The flat earth thing was a joke. All the stuff that everybody takes so seriously now starts off as a joke. And then people take it seriously and go, oh, it looks like this will work. I should shove this into my weenie.
Yep. I mean, they didn't. It doesn't. In the article, it doesn't say that they sourced it anywhere else. They just saw it on YouTube and decided to try it.
Wow. Why?
And when you're in your mid-30s, are you not?
Yeah, especially by then.
Sort of over that?
Right. I mean, if you have a really nice...
You have what you have.
Exactly. And if you buy a super nice car...
Right.
An incredibly... You know, that you...
You can make up for it.
Well... But you're not going to go and screw with that possession. How much more so a part of your body, you know, if you don't know what you're doing?
So the YouTube video said inject yourself with an anti-hemorrhoid cream.
No.
But instead of experimenting on themselves, they decided to inject each other.
So dared each other, I guess.
Although I can sort of see that because I don't know that I could do that.
Oh, not a chance.
Right.
Right.
So,
but I'm also not going to do that
to
you.
Agreed.
That's never going to happen.
Nor would I ever ask
right.
you.
Thank you.
Doctors who treated the unidentified pair revealed, can you imagine going to the hospital?
God. Oh, this is bad. We better get to the hospital.
They called EMTs, actually, so they were taken inside, but they didn't have to go through that bulletproof glass and say, I injected my penis.
Excuse Here, does this look bad to you? Does it look any bigger?
Sir, I can't hear you.
My penis!
Both men complained that it hurt when the medics touched their penis.
Durr.
To inspect the damage.
Duh.
This is why it's good that I'm not a medic, because I would have just kept going, this? Does this hurt?
Does this hurt?
How does this feel?
Let me get a hot poker. How's that?
Dermatologists at the University Hospital have no idea if the men have permanently damaged their penises.
Oh, my God.
Because they never bothered to return for a checkup.
Ah, finally, the embarrassment set
in. It must have been embarrassment because they had sobered up.
The worst thing I ever did to that, I was probably 13, and you know how you try stuff. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but I thought maybe Icy Hot would be an interesting sort of lubrication.
Why?
Oh, man. I don't know, because it would just be like a interesting lube. You know, it's a little hot, a little heat in there or whatever, maybe just to give it a kick. I don't know. But I was 13. I wasn't 30. And I got to tell you, that pain.
Did it give it a kick?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a quite a kick.
The medics warned men that injecting their penises could lead to painful ulcers. Gangrene and erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't. Gangrene's enough for me.
Yeah, I'm out at that one.
So I guess this is an episode of Don't Do That.
Don't try this at home.
Do not do that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this story about the California teacher that flipped out.
Mm-mm, no. Boy, how do they more of them not?
That is a great question.
Right.
And I want to say that I have all the respect in the world for teachers, because that's a difficult gig.
Me too. 100%.
Having said that, there are some bad teachers.
Of course.
So.
Sure.
Who knows? Right. I assume that this was a good teacher, the one in San Marcos, California.
What happened?
Which is in like North San Diego. They were on a Zoom call, and there were two things that set her off. One is a white student claiming that they need a white student union.
Okay.
At which point she yelled, "You don't need a white student union. You get everything." But basically she went off because one of the teachers was criticizing her. Like, I don't know if it was in the background or somehow on the Zoom call.
Right.
And she started yelling at all of the students.
Oh.
And I don't know that I blame her. I don't know all the details.
Right.
I do know that parents can be awful.
Yes.
And when my daughter was playing in club soccer, I called the manager and I said, "Tell me about the parents."
Yeah.
Are they cool?
Right.
Are some of them ridiculous? Because right. I don't know that I... And they were a great group of parents. But for the most part, that's not necessarily true.
No, yeah, exactly.
So this San Marcos teacher named Alyssa P. Started yelling. Check this out.
They are forced to bring awareness to the situation that they are in because other people put them in that situation.
My question is, in this case, where is the white student union? Because we need all races.
You need
equality.
A white student union, Jake.
Oh.
You get everything.
If your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession, I would love to hear that. I know very little about anything else in the world other than education, okay? However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me. Because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. I have never once gone to a doctor's appointment and tried to tell my medical health provider how to treat me. You know why? Because I know nothing about that. I didn't get my degree in medicine.
Tell your doctor what's right for you.
Yeah. I am going off. I'm sorry. This is my go-off
period. That really wasn't that bad. I mean, you know, I don't blame her at all.
I'm going to say again, I don't know the details, and I don't know what the parents said.
Right, right, right.
But I think as a matter of practice, I would take the teacher's side on this, because parents can be terrible. Terrible.
Well, and you know how ridiculous, anytime someone tells anyone how to do their job and they don't do that job, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, all the little details in every single job anyone has, no one knows how it works unless you're there in that business. So to say, here's how you
should do it.
Yep.
It's always ridiculous.
Apparently, the school's principal, Adam Dawson, called her behavior, quote, inexcusable, and vowed to address it. So I hope he's a cool guy. Which I don't believe most principals.
No, generally not. Yeah, they're pretty.
But I would say to the teacher, again, knowing nothing, I'm surprised you don't do that more often.
No, exactly.
You can't do it again.
No, right.
And that's it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's
exactly.
The end of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you and I both caused a lot of trouble in class.
A lot of trouble.
I mean, I just told you the story of the teacher who actually said to me one time, I hate to say this, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm happier when you're not in class because I actually have control of the class.
Oh, that's a win for you.
Like the most awesome thing any authority figure ever said to me. But, I mean, thinking back, as annoying as we were, you and I
tackled
school,
the teacher.
Well,
it was a woman, but she and I really got along.
Right.
I don't know. I was in fifth grade, sixth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe even older, seventh, eighth. And she had an embarrassing picture of me that she was holding up for the rest of the class.
Were you Kevin-y?
Class.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I've never taken a good picture. So,
me either.
So she was holding it up because it was awful.
Right.
And I reached up and tried to grab it. And the next thing I knew, we were both laying on the ground.
Oh, man.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to be expelled. Yeah. And I was just looking at her.
And she's going to be fired.
Just to get some kind of read on how angry she was. Yeah. And she busted out laughing.
Nice.
She knew she was holding the picture up and blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I was kind of saying. I mean, it's like as much as we were annoying, I only remember a teacher really, and I know there are clearly other cases. But
there are exceptions, of course.
Yeah, but anytime they had a meltdown in class, which was rare, I was like, I don't know how you hold it together this long.
Agreed.
Totally.
Agreed. That is a really difficult,
job kidding.
Because of guys like Sluggo and I.
Exactly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we would like to give you some cash. How long is this song going to go, do you think?
I don't know. It's another hour or so. It's fading out. Next couple
it's
of
not
weeks.
The song's fault. It's my fault. But
no, it
we
says
do have
that
a countdown.
Yeah, and it's lying to us. There's a lot of equipment malfunctions. As our poor friend Marcy found out today, there are things that don't want to work around here occasionally. Has nothing to do with us humans, that's for damn sure. Ever.
All right, we want to give you some money. We want to give you $500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
We play a clip. Tiny little 1 second clip. Then you be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the artist and the name of the song, and you will win $500.
And here is said clip. What do you think that is? Think you know? Now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. I always want to help guess, because sometimes I'm not really sure exactly
what it is. I'm terrible at that game.
Me too.
I couldn't even help guess.
Yeah. I'd throw you off, so I won't. All right, call now.
Somebody tweeted at me and said, stop talking over the songs.
We never ever do that.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Lisa from Irvine.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care now. Oh, there's more stuff to do?
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to play the clip again.
All right.
Yes.
All right, here you go. What do you think that is?
Very interesting clip. I'm trying to figure this out. I think it is Kiss. Detroit Rock City.
Nope.
Sorry. I'm
terribly sorry. That is not correct.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. And thank you for not having your mic on for a while Kevin. Yeah, it's really simple. You push the button in front of you.
Sometimes it's better.
I'm going to make you take the blame.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What giggling? Who's giggling? I never giggle. It's ridiculous.
Here is a story that I found that I was really questioning. Dating online. People who date online.
That's got to be easy.
Would they actually enjoy your selfie or your belfie?
Define belfie, please.
A butt selfie.
Well, you know, that's getting right to it. It's just like, why bother with a face? We're really getting together.
Selfies of your bottom. More effective in building a lasting romantic spark?
No. Those last three words, no.
A lasting romantic spark.
No, but a quicker hookup.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
dating.com is the service that did that, and they have a bunch of online dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
And they say of the 36% of respondents who claim they've never taken a belfie.
Mm-hmm. Only 36%. Okay.
More than half would be open to trying it.
Yeah, apparently, huh? And half. I wonder who the first person was. Like, forget the face. Here's my butt. What do you think? I don't know. You're going to be able to guess who the first person was.
I don't know. I would assume it'd be a woman. That's all I would say.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah. More women, 59%, send belfies than men.
Sure.
Well, however significant of men, 41%, still choose to participate.
Dude.
Which is it that you... How? Why? How come...
You got a really nice arse. I guess you want to present. Ta-da! Maybe that is your best feature. I mean, forget your personality. Forget your interests.
I think you're...
Forget your history.
Personality is important.
Is it?
I don't know. I would think so.
For getting down to it. Meet me here, 3
I
o'clock.
Mean, this isn't Tinder.
Yeah,
this
true.
This is
right?
just yes. like dating sites.
Well, so on Tinder, what is the percentage?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like nobody's showing their face on Tinder.
Among those who have sent a belfie, and by the way, I can't keep
That's
saying
bad,
that name.
Bad, bad word. Belfie.
86% report that the experience was enjoyable.
Oh, that's nice. Arsfee. I'm trying to come up with new ones now.
14% report feelings of anxiety after initially sending.
What if they hate my butt?
Does that mean people ask for it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Look.
I mean, you better ask
your
for it.
Your face looks good.
Yeah.
Let's see the butt. Let's see the other end.
And then I mean, imagine holding your camera. I'm just like, putting it, that's you must.
The rest of this article goes on to give you advice on how to have the right angle.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mom, can you come in and help me take a picture of my butt again?
Pants on or pants off?
I can't take this planet.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw the big news today about Bachelor Nation.
Oh, I sure did. No,
which is what they call it.
Okay.
Hey, Bachelor Nation. this is something that I have to tell you that is a hate watch for me, this show.
Yeah.
I am embarrassed that I watch it.
Why do you watch it? Why do you
I
think?
I don't know.
What's gratifying?
I think I like watching people who are dumpster fires.
Well, okay.
Which most of them are.
That's why we get along so well.
Yes.
I am a dumpster fire. That's a fact.
You should watch the show then because it's absurd. But here's what happens every season. And okay. By the way, this has nothing to do with The Bachelor. Let's play the Good Morning America audio from The Bachelor, who I think was The Bachelor in early 2019.
Okay.
Bolton, is there something that you want people to know? So can you tell us what you is on your heart that you want to share?
Yeah. Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people. And it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives.
I just immediately would start screaming at the TV, get on with it!
Same.
I always do that.
But he was super nervous.
Right, sure. But I'm always like, get on with it!
And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time. And
this was one of the Bachelors?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. The next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but it's been a journey for sure.
So did he hook up with someone, one of the women on the show?
He was The Bachelor.
Right.
So that means there were 20, 25, however many there are women.
Right.
And they whittled them down to one. And at the end of it, you're supposed to propose to this to one woman.
Right.
He gave the woman a rose but did not propose.
Ah.
I feel like an idiot saying those words.
You should.
Jimmy Kimmel said, it's almost like we shouldn't have marriage as a prize on a reality show.
Ah, Jimmy. Jimmy just finds it. That's beautiful.
But that has nothing to do with my hatred of myself for watching the show, because I've watched a lot of seasons.
Yeah, let's dig down into the true hatred.
I honestly think I like watching people who are disasters.
Right.
So as it narrows down, I get less and less interested.
Oh, you like when the people that they brought in that clearly are not going to go very yes. far on the show and they get axed.
It's the early singers on American Idol.
Right.
That are awful.
Right. They've been told they're really good and you go yes. on the show, but the point is to be like, oh man, that's bad.
Exactly.
By comparison, that other guy that wins, right. pretty good.
Hey, and hey. I can sing that good. So you watch at the beginning and there are people who are just dumpster fires
right.
and then they get kicked off.
Right. And then you lose interest.
Gets less interesting. So I watch it like live at the beginning.
Right, right.
And then I tape it mm-hmm. and I use my DVR and then I start fast forwarding
right.
commercials
right.
first.
Sure.
And then.
Hey, commercials are wonderful. I enjoy them, each and every one.
So do I. Yes. I listen to every one of them too,
yes.
despite what I just said.
you were high or something, yeah.
Yeah, and then I start fast forwarding through parts of the show from people I don't care about. And then when right. it gets down to the end. I don't know.
Well, did you like what? I mean, all those in the 90s, particularly when everybody was all the fighting on the talk shows and people would just, you know, get into fisticuffs and
you mean
throw,
Jerry Springer?
Yeah, and all that.
Loved.
So that's, yeah.
Loved Jerry
that's
Springer.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. I think that's really interesting.
Why? You're the same way, no?
No, I don't watch any of that. I certainly have my horrible. I watch really bad movies. At least now they have, you know, people making fun of them, Riff Tracks and MST3K and all that stuff. But. I'll just to scream at the TV and to scream at the way it was filmed.
Well,
I mean,
that's
I
what
yell
you do
at
with the TV show you hate too.
Yeah, it is the same. So it's the same
up.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who? What? Take an acting class. You know, that kind of stuff.
So we're going to take calls from you about TV shows that you hate watch.
And yeah, exactly. Hate watch.
You right. hate watch it. You don't love yourself. It's embarrassing to admit.
Right. Right.
But you watch it.
Right.
So call us right now at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, while you're dialing, here's the new cheap trick to light up the fire. And Sluggo is brought to you by the letter U and the number 2. And the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
KLOS, you watch a TV show and you hate yourself for it?
Yeah, I've been watching Jersey Shore with my girlfriend, but she loves it. T-shirt time.
I love it. I love that you blame it on her. That's really good.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, my girlfriend loves it. What
she
am I supposed to do?
She insists we watch it. Otherwise, I don't get any. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You hate watch a TV show?
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor.
No, same one. Okay.
So you guys both love that show. You love to hate it. That's that phrase, I guess. Love to hate.
Love yeah. to hate it, yeah.
Yeah. What do you hate love about it?
When they, that one person that they're not going to win, but everyone hates them with the passion that watches it, but it's so fun to watch them. Make all the drama and cause all the problems.
Right. So same as me. You're more interested in the beginning of the season before they start kicking those people off.
Exactly. It's like you see the person, you know, you see the hot girl, you're like, oh, she's going to win for sure. But now I like seeing the crazy ones.
Do you think they know that they're going to lose, that they're there just to light up the stage or whatever?
Yeah, I think they keep one person there on purpose just
right.
to make it
I right. mean, it has been over 20 seasons, so I assume...
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
So I assume people...
Wow.
Shut up.
Okay.
Don't be judgmental.
That's insane. Wow.
So I assume people know that they want to go on and just burn the place down.
Right.
I assume that's what they're there for.
Of course, Firefly lasts one season, but...
True. And Arrested Development?
Yeah, oh my God.
Quickly? All right. KLOS, hello. You hate watch TV?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got this one show that I watch with my mother from time to time called The 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Wait a minute. I might have to watch that.
Seen it.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh. Like, I feel sad and gross at the same time, but I somehow can't stop watching it.
Very interesting dynamic. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you hate watch TV?
It's called Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the worst best thing about it?
The worst best thing about that show is that when they get drunk, it gets so dramatic because the roommates there always start fighting with each other.
That is true. It's a guaranteed. I mean, I've heard it's a guaranteed fight on every show.
Right on. Thanks for calling,
KLOS, hello. You hate watch TV?
Oh, I was calling to guess the song playing.
Oh, too early.
I hate that when that happens.
You're a little too early.
I hate it. This is a KLOS free ride.
And go.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Thank you for that.
Sure.
We make it easy. You made it easy.
It is time for our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Hell yeah. Let's give away some cash.
It's worth $1,000.
Nice.
So we're going to play a 1 second clip. You identify it. You are caller 13 at 818-955. KLOS.
Here you go. All right, give us the name of the song and who performs it. Caller 13. $1,000. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Cameron.
Cameron, you're caller 13.
Yeah.
Nicely done. For $1,000, we're going to play a 1 second clip, and then you just have to identify the song and the artist.
All right, sounds good.
Did you hear it earlier on the air?
Yes, I did.
Do you think you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Well, here we go. We'll play it at you, and you tell us what it is. Blah, blah, blah. You ready?
Yes.
Boom. What is that?
I think it's Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Woo. Nicely done.
You won $1,000.
Awesome.
Way to go, man. What are you going to use it
for? Thank you. I'm taking my girlfriend to Vegas next month because she's graduating from college.
Oh, nice, man.
Sluggo and I want to go so bad.
Can
you have room for a plus two?
Yeah, you don't need the girlfriend, you know? We'll take turns.
I was allowing for the girlfriend. I just wanted to have a plus two.
I can ask her if you guys can come.
Nope. Yeah.
Stay at the Sahara, man.
No, we're staying at the Link.
No, you're staying at the Sahara. What'd I say?
All right, there it is.
Yay! Well, congratulations, man.
All right, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
Do you believe this headline? A casino gets hacked through a fish tank thermometer.
Oh, that rules. This is Ocean 15.
You believe it?
It
did happen.
Yeah.
But it sounds insane.
Yes. Usually the more insane, the more true it is, it seems like. You can't make this crap up.
They say secure your smartphone, your tablet, and your fish tank. This is a cybersecurity executive, Nicole Egan of security firm DarkTrace.
Good name.
Told the story while she was addressing a conference. The attackers used the fish tank thermometer because it was connected to the internet to send a signal back to the company what temperature it was and is everything fine.
Right.
So it
okay.
is.
Okay, so it's online, so
yes.
It's fair game. Okay.
Yes.
Well, what did they do with it now? God, that's cool.
The attackers used a fish tank thermometer to get a foothold in the network.
Okay.
She recounted, and then found the High Roller database.
Oh, wow, from fish tank to High Roller database.
Then pulled that back across the network, out of the thermostat, and up to the cloud.
Wow.
So they had to go through the thermostat, find all the information they need, pull it back to the thermostat, and put it back up.
How did someone figure out how to do that? I mean, do they work for the fish tank company?
Honestly, I don't know.
Do they know who they are? Bust them?
Listen, there are a lot of objects in people's houses, refrigerators mm-hmm. and different things that are connected to the
days.
Internet.
Yeah.
And most of those don't have really much security.
No.
So they're an easy in.
Yeah.
But a fish tank thermometer.
So how do you jump from the fish tank? I mean, I guess, okay, so you're in the fish tank, you're wandering around through the files of it, and you can then, just move on in and...
Yeah, then you grab the information that you need,
right.
But you have to use the fish tank thermometer to send it up to the cloud.
Right. Wow,
how smart
cool.
are these people?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It almost feels like literally there's no way, if they want to hack you, they hack you.
Oh, sure. I totally believe
there's
that.
There's just no way.
100%.
Guys like you and me, I'm glad that we're low profile because they don't care.
Right.
But you're a casino?
Oh, yeah.
That's
you got some cash.
Information. Information?
Yeah, exactly.
That's insanity.
That
have you ever had your ID stolen?
I've had a credit card occasionally go wandering, but no, not really.
I've had that a lot.
Have you?
Credit card where they have to replace the... car yeah. with a new one.
I remember one time I had a meltdown at a gas station one time, and I was just like, it was one of those things where they were playing the news at you, and I was just like, shut up, I don't want to hear that news. And oddly enough, like right the next day, it was like from the same gas station, it was like $500 bills or whatever in gas. Like, so I don't know how it went.
Oh, you think it heard you?
I don't know.
It's possible.
Somebody did and decided, well, this guy's a jerk, I'm going to take his information, you know what I mean? Other than that, I mean, it's virtually never happened. It's, you know,
well, your identity was stolen is what calls we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. I've had credit cards stolen, but I think your identity stolen.
That's
is
a very different level. Yeah, that shuts down your world.
I mean, there are so many stories of people who've had their identity stolen where it was someone they knew.
Yeah, sure.
So there was like a sister that had three warrants out for her arrest.
Right.
And she knew that her sister didn't have any, so she gave her sister's name.
Right. You know, the ultimate identity theft that way. Are you watching the new Lost in Space?
No.
Oh, my God. It's brilliant, first of all. Really well
Where
done.
Where is it?
What?
Where is it?
That's a good question. It's been so long. I think it's Netflix.
Okay.
I think, but it's a great. There's only two seasons so far. And Dr. Smith has identity stolen, basically. It's so good. It's really entertaining. Yeah.
This guy says, I had my identity stolen when I was 18 years old. The perpetrator is my own father and his girlfriend.
Oh, that. Come on,
he
man.
He used my information to obtain electricity, gas, cable, internet, credit cards.
Dad.
I was in high school when it started, and I didn't realize it until I was getting calls about past due bills.
Oh,
can you imagine?
That's rough. Come on, man.
I accidentally left my wallet on top of my car in a major city at a mall. By the time I realized it was already gone.
That'll
Since
do.
Then, I've had identity assigned to food stamp accounts.
Oh, I do remember one.
Home addresses, cars.
Funky
everything.
One in Times Square. One time I was working at MTV actually, and I couldn't get into the building. So I was in Times Square, which is where they were.
Right.
And I had a card, calling card, and I had to use it from a payphone to call stupid MTV. Hi, I'm outside. I can't come in.
I don't know how to get up.
Someone in one of the buildings up above, because it's New York, clearly was looking down at my card.
And could see it?
See me punch in the code. And that day I had bills for calls all over the planet, like insane, like it just went bananas. And I'm like, it took me a little while to remember where I used that card. And I'm like, New York City. And I'm like, I had to kind of go, that's pretty cool, because I had to have been watching from a building. Yeah, I'm like, all
that
right.
is well done.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that. I didn't know how they get through a thermometer. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Brilliant.
Talk.
That's
right?
insane. Yeah.
Here's one. My dad left me when I was 11. Fast forward to me at 22, and I got a letter from the government. Apparently, he tried to open numerous credit cards with my name.
Dad, you're a dick.
Yep.
Boo.
Why does this stuff happen? It seems to happen. A lot of these that were posted on BuzzFeed were relatives, friends.
Right.
Knew them.
Right.
Knew their social security number and just...
Got to be the easiest. I mean, you know, hacking a fish tank, that's a little more work.
That is a little more work.
But a deadbeat dad, you know, whatever.
All right, so your identity was stolen. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And whilst you dial, here is the Pretty Reckless with Tom Morello. It is And So It Went. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and your identity was stolen, sir?
Hey, it's me, Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
What's up, Scotty?
Well, I just heard you guys talking about credit problems.
Yeah, you had your identity stolen?
Who became Scotty?
I wish it would get stolen.
Oh, well, I'll be happy to take it.
Well, give us your Social Security number.
And your PIN, your bank routing number. Scotty, thanks for calling. We have that information now. I'm going to Hawaii. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Alex.
Alex.
Alex, you had your identity stolen?
Not my identity. My father-in-law's. He got scammed by one of those Social Security guys. They call you up and they try to get all your information.
Yep.
And he gave them everything.
Oh, I mean, no.
He gave them his social. He gave them credit card information, check account. And then he called my wife, his daughter, and was like, yeah, Social Security called me and they're supposed to send me a new card. And my wife was like, what? They don't ever call you. What did you give them?
Oh, no. And he said everything.
So they,
what
they,
a nightmare.
They got everything. And, got into his credit cards and got all kinds of stuff. It was a nightmare.
That sucks.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I saw a study on a place in, where was it? In the Caribbean someplace, where they actually, they have businesses with thousands of people that just cold
That's all
call.
They do all day.
Yeah.
Just trying,
people.
Hello, I need your social security number, please. Good afternoon.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. You had your identity stolen?
Yeah, actually, somewhat recently. It's something that I'm still kind of going through. It's been like over the last year. And I'm pretty sure it's my wife and my sister.
Oh,
your wife and your sister that stole your ID?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but it's kind of hard to prove. So,
what have you not been able to do as a result? Like, I mean, can you?
Internet, it was the home internet. My cell phone account was like taken over. They added it like a cell phone to my account. I couldn't even use my cell phone number.
Wow.
My bank account, like I had to close it. There's like a bunch of like microtransactions.
Are you still with her?
It's complicated.
Hold it down. It's not complicated. She stole everything.
Get her out of there.
Well, because sometimes I'm sure it's one, and then sometimes I'm sure it's the other, and then only as of recently did I put it together that maybe it was both of them.
Both of them, wow. Mm. Was your sister always a little shady?
You know, she was always quiet, and now I know
those
why.
Those are the worst. Those of us who scream and are insane, we're fine. It's we won't rip you ones. Off. Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
818-955-KLOS. If your identity was stolen,
we want to hear about it. Yeah, we can't help you at all. We want to hear about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And your identity was stolen?
Yes, it was. Yes, by a family member.
It's always a family member.
I never would have thought. What happened? How did it happen?
I didn't either.
Yeah.
My aunt went and got a bunch of computers, big screen TV, phones.
Wow.
And I didn't know anything about it. Never heard anything about it. Never saw a bill. Until I went to go refinance my house, and it says, are you going to pay off this $8,000 bill? And I went, what? And it was all electronic stuff I never had. And I remember seeing some of the stuff at my aunt's house.
Oh,
wow.
Man, I mean, how did she not think that, you know, eventually it's going to come around? You're going to be like, hi,
thanks for the TV.
Nowhere near the only one. No one is the only one. She did it to my brother. She did it to my mom.
Wow.
Boo. That's a crap aunt. We hate her. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. That sucks.
That is rough. KLOS, you had your identity stolen?
Yeah, I did. When I was about 10 or 12 years old, my babysitter stole my parents and my grandparents, their social security cards and birth certificates.
Wow.
What did they do with that?
Yeah.
They tried to open up a bunch of accounts, tried to do mortgages for houses.
That's a crap babysitter. Crap aunt, crap babysitter.
he ended up getting picked up a couple cities over with 3 warrants.
Wow. Wow. Man. And this is the person that was sitting on you. That was supposed to take care of you, keep you safe.
I wish it was the female one.
Right on, man. Thanks for
we all do.
Yeah. That's who you want sitting on you. Hi, KLOS.
Yeah, hi, this is Robert. It wasn't me, but my mother got her identity stolen.
Okay.
What happened?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
They called, she gave her all the information. They actually transferred a social security check to another account.
Oh, man.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Wow.
She had to call back social security, get it all transferred back. Oh, it was a nightmare. So, a couple months.
Did they call her and just ask her a bunch of questions and she didn't know shouldn't answer? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mother's in her 70s, so she's like, she's answering all these questions. It's like, no. She's your mom. Man. Don't give out personal information.
Yeah.
That's rough.
You got to be really low to scam an old person, man. That's pretty
agreed.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, the social security check transferred to another account. But it was a nightmare getting it all back.
Oh, sure. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. So tell your parents, even if you told them a million times, don't answer the damn questions.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, you know.
Your identity was stolen?
You know what? I used to steal people's identity.
Aha! Uh-huh.
You son of a bitch.
Any old ladies?
Well, what we used to do is I had a girlfriend who worked at a bar. She was a bartender, and I would sit outside the bar on the patio. And at that time, this was years ago, I had a friend who owned a private business, a light bulb company, and we had a credit card reader, the ones you would see at a restaurant. And every customer that she would check out, she would come out to the patio and give me the credit card, and I would swipe it.
Wow.
So we'd swipe it. And at the end of the night, I'd take it to my guy, and we'd download the information, and he would encode it, that information, on my existing credit cards. And at that point, we would take that information on my credit cards and go buy merchandise.
Wow.
Go to the mall. I go to Nordstrom's, I go to Bullock's, and I buy like $2,000 suits, and then we buy like $8,000-$10,000 worth of merchandise, and then take it back.
Oh, and take it back.
Oh, smart.
And once you return it, they give you an option to either do a
store credit or cash,
check.
Right?
Or mail check refund.
Mail check. Oh, right. Okay.
So I was getting mail check refunds, you know, for I was getting every week or two, $8,000 to $25,000 of mail check refunds.
Wow, you're a terrible person.
Let's be honest. Wait, so you're
a terrible person, and I hate myself for that. I do.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Then we're good with you.
What brought you? What turned you around?
I got sober.
Mm. Oh, there you go. Wow. That'll do it.
But you know, I had some morals and
sure. No, so dude, man. I mean, listen. Yeah. That's great that you turned around, man. That is amazing.
I regret it. You know, I heard a lot of people, and I regret that.
So right on. Well, very cool, man. I appreciate the call. That's really cool that you called in, man.
Yep.
All right, take care, dude.
Thank you.
So if you accept the other side of things,
Yeah, right on, right. Yeah, exactly, right on. Very interesting.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We should give away some money.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a great thought.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
And I don't want to say that we want to make it hard, but, you know, I mean, we want you to win the cash, but we do try and pick ones that are like, I don't know what the hell that is.
I mean, neither of us would win this game.
No, not a chance.
But we do try to pick difficult ones.
Yes.
But we have $500 if you are caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you can tell us the name of the song and the name of the artist of this 1 second clip.
Time to call.
818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS. Who's this?
Alicia.
Alicia, you're caller 13.
Get out of town.
Nicely done.
Exit Dodge.
Oh, man.
All right. So we're going to play the clip for you one more time, and then you give us the title of the song and the artist, and you'll win $500.
All righty.
You let me know when you're ready, and I'll push play. Just tell me go.
Oh, God. Okay.
What do you think that was?
Oh, God. I can't believe I got through. I just got to put something out there.
Story of my life.
I know, right? Sammy Hagar Red.
Sorry, that's not it.
That is incorrect.
But try again, you know? Tomorrow, yeah.
Every day I try. I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck. And tomorrow, between 3 and 4, it's worth $1,000.
That's pretty strong right there.
Oh, man. Dirty Honey, California Dreamin'. You know, there's not a lot of bands I would say I would wear their shirt. I like their logo. I don't care usually, but really like theirs and Lips. It just looks good.
All right.
Yeah, it sounded so good. That's Dirty Honey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know how when you drink, everything becomes a great idea?
Well, I know that way too well.
Like really stupid ideas.
Wait, we could do this, man.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, how'd you come up with that?
And then when you're not drunk, you go, how did we think that was funny?
We did what? Come on, man.
Two drunk friends were left with swollen penises.
Peni. I think it's peni.
No, it could be.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. After injecting each other with hemorrhoid cream. They heard it could give them extra girth.
Girth!
It's a great word. The Frenchmen, both in their 30s.
Oh, oui, oui. Look at my baguette.
What is this?
I don't know. That's they always French people out. For some reason, get pop. I don't know. Really?
In their
30s. Come on. You learn that not to mess around with that kind of thing when you're 15.
But they saw a YouTube tutorial that told them that would work.
Oh, it was on the tube of yous, then it's definitely true.
This is going to come back and haunt me, but I tried to find the YouTube tutorial.
Really? You went looking for
I did.
How to inject, what was it? Hemorrhoid cream?
Hemorrhoid cream, yeah.
First of all, wrong side. Secondly, why would you think that's going to do anything? And thirdly, you went looking for it on YouTube, so it's in your history
it's
now?
It's in my search history.
Nice. Wait, what exactly did you search? Hemorrhoid cream penis?
Yeah.
Injection?
Make your penis bigger by injecting.
You were going to get so many ads. Make your penis bigger, man, dude.
Well, I was trying to find it because I can't imagine that guys in their 30s wouldn't have thought, no, that's stupid.
Yes. How have you not already learned not to mess with the equipment in such a way? Yeah.
They decided that they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. Neither of them could do it on themselves, though, because the thought of that is awful.
So even drunk, they're like, oh, I'll do it to you.
Instead of experimenting on themselves, they decided to inject each other.
I don't... No.
Even if you're drunk at that point,
You know what, dude?
I'm not in love with this idea anymore.
Even if it's going to work, I'm not going to say, hey, Kevin, zip.
Good,
would you mind?
I'm not...
Yeah. Not going to happen. Right. Even if it would work.
It's good to draw the line, I think. Doctors who treated the unidentified pair revealed that they suffered from progressive painful swelling of the penis during the night and went to the hospital the next morning.
Progressive painful swelling.
The medics started touching, saying, does it hurt here? And they were complaining greatly. Apparently that was really bad.
Well, yeah, I'd be like, how about here? How about here? How about here, you idiot? Right.
It doesn't even take that much, I assume.
Right. No, yeah.
It says it may be motivated by the desire to have a larger penis in order to increase self-esteem. I would say that's a given.
A given?
The medics warned the men that injecting their penises can lead to painful ulcers, gangrene.
Wow.
And erectile dysfunction. I'm out of gangrene.
Yeah, man.
That seems bad. They did try to do a follow-up and see the men's progress, but neither of them would go in for a follow-up.
Point. Like, nope. I'm just deal.
I'm good.
I don't care.
Fell off a couple nights ago, and I'm good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Where would rock be without that song right there? I mean, that is like a pillar. That is like a just cement base
there are a lot
for
of
everything.
Pillars, yeah.
Yeah, that
I agree.
One's just, man.
I don't know how this doesn't happen more often, but a teacher in San Marcos, California was caught on camera yelling at students.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. How
about
does that
their
not
parents
happen more often?
On
yeah.
Zoom.
Oh, about their parents.
Well, two things. No. One of the kids wanted to start a white student union. And you'll hear in a second the teacher yell, you don't need a white student union. You get everything.
Yeah, you're already
which
in it.
Makes, so I'm now I'm sort of on her side.
Right.
And then she starts talking about parents who judge the way she's teaching because they think their kid needs something else. I don't know how this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
But now that it's on the internet, it's recordable. So
you're right.
Makes it a lot easier for people to get it. So this is the teacher yelling at, you know, a few of the students.
They are forced to bring awareness to the situation that they are in because other people put them in that situation.
My question is, in your case, where is the white student union? Because we need all races.
You don't need a white student union, Jake.
Oh.
You get everything.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've got it. You're living it. It
you
exists.
You don't need a white student union. You get everything. Yeah. Love that.
If your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession, I would love to hear that. I know very little about anything else in the world other than education, okay? However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me.
Catch me.
Dare them to come at me.
Catch me outside.
Right?
Because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. Yeah. I have never once gone to a doctor's appointment and tried to tell my medical health provider how to treat me. You know why? Because I know nothing about that. I didn't get my degree in medicine.
No one, the kids are saying nothing.
Yeah.
I am going off. I'm sorry. This is my go-off period.
It's your go-off period is what she called it.
No, but yeah.
It's pretty tough to argue with her.
Yeah, yes.
I know that the principal of the school said her behavior is inexcusable.
And well, that's nothing.
And he vowed to address it. Mm. But I hope his addressing it is, Listen.
You can't do that.
You can't do that online because people can record it.
Go tell your friends about it. Have them melt down at home after a beverage or two.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us.
We is done.
If you don't mind, check out my podcast on YouTube called Great News with Kevin and Mike.
I just sent someone there.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, they were saying they were just looking for better stories. I mean, I totally random. He really didn't know. I think
more
it was
positive.
Raul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't know. And he was so happy to actually have found your podcast and it made his century. So well done, sir.
Thank you.
Right on. All right. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1964 when an exhausted Ringo Starr, after a day of filming their first movie, said to the other Beatles, "It's been a hard day's night," which, of course, John Lennon turned into a song. And it also changed the title of the movie they were working on from Beatlemania exclamation point to A Hard Day's Night. Rolling Stones released their album Aftermath on this day in rock in 1966, which included Under My Thumb and Mother's Little Helper. If on this day in rock in 1967 you had 5 shillings on you, which equals about 70 cents, you could have seen Jimi Hendrix play at the Odeon in Blackpool, England.